This is Fresh Air. It's well known that Van Morrison got his start with a band called Them, which had a few hits before he left for a solo career. But the release of The Complete Them by Legacy, it turns out that the story is a bit more complex than that. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
George Ivan Morrison was born to musically inclined parents in Belfast, Northern Ireland in 1945 and dropped out of school in his mid-teens with their blessing to pursue his interest in music. At first, he worked with show bands, those uniquely Irish outfits whose last incarnations can be seen in the film The Commitments. But he soon joined a more modern combo, the Monarchs, who played rock and roll and even recorded a single for CBS Germany in 1961. In 1963, he was in London again, working in the Manhattan show band, and stumbled onto a gig by the Downliners sect at a club where they were playing blues and R&B, much as the Rolling Stones were doing. Morrison became convinced that a band doing this music in Belfast would be a hit and set out with one of his colleagues to form one. The bar at the Maritime Hotel in Belfast provided a place, some like-minded guys provided the personnel, and an ad in Melody Maker for a London gig by someone called Shorty and Them provided a name. The hot new band at the Maritime was known as Them. In July 1964, the band moved to London to make it, and in due time were signed by Decca and released a single.
You ain't never had a cry, baby, don't stop crying now. You ain't never had a cry, baby, don't stop.
Predictably, Don't Start Crying Now sold well in Belfast, but the dirty little secret was that Them didn't play on it. Instead, some of London's better studio musicians, including young electric guitar whiz Jimmy Page, played on the sessions. Them did well enough that in 1965, a hot new producer from America, Burt Burns, was given the band to write for and produce, starting with their second single, Baby Please Don't Go. That did a bit better, because it had an old Monarch song on the B-side.
Burns
got Decca to release another song from the session, one he'd written and recorded with Glasgow singer Lulu, with only moderate success. This was a major hit in Britain for Them.
Yeah, well, here it comes.
At this point, the British invasion had started in earnest in America, and Decca's American division started releasing Them records. Gloria was first, peaking at 95, and Here Comes the Night made it to 24, but their American career seemed to end with their third hit, Mystic Eyes, a bizarre harmonica rave-up with Morrison singing something about walking past a graveyard. Oddly, it went to number 33 in America. But the real action was albums, of which there were three by the beginning of 1966. The band, and it had actually solidified into a permanent band, was doing well in live shows, and plans were afoot to bring them to America, where Burt Burns had relocated, telling anyone who'd listen about this genius songwriter and singer he'd found. Back in Britain, Decca was flailing around, recording Morrison for a solo album, then releasing the results mixed with tracks by the band on the album Them Again. It showed Morrison and Them at the peak of their powers, even daring to cover Bob Dylan and do it spectacularly.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue.
The band went to the States for a quick tour. Decca re-released Gloria as a single, and everything looked great until a Chicago band, The Shadows of Night, released their own version, which went into the top 10. They played the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco and the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles, where a hot new band called The Doors opened for them. But Them, as a band, was over. Morrison flew back to London and told Decca he'd signed as a solo act with Burt Burns' new label Bang and dissolved the band's contract. He had a bunch of new songs he'd written and couldn't wait to get to New York and Burns to start recording. Them was over, although a band under that name continued to tour for a few more years. But Van Morrison was just getting started.
Ed Ward is the author of the forthcoming book, The History of Rock and Roll, Volume 1, 1920 to 1963. The music he played was from The Complete Them. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you missed, like our interview about genetics and cancer, or our conversations with Sarah Paulson and with lyricist Sheldon Harnick and director Scott Ellis about the new Broadway revival of the musical She Loves Me, check out our podcast. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.